Good morning, and welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. Birds can survive in some frighteningly harsh environments. Consider the king eider, which spends the winter bobbing among the ice floes in the Bering Sea. Or the emperor penguin, the male standing stoically on the Antarctic ice for 2 months, enduring blizzards with temperatures of 40 below, and never mind the wind. Closer to home, there are harsh environments too, though not as severe. The beach is one. That same stretch of sand that we flock to in the summer becomes, half a year later, hostile to warm-blooded land animals. The air is cold. The water, salt water, is cold. There is no shelter, no comforting green. There's just the relentless pounding of the waves. Then throw in, say, a stiff northeast wind, and maybe some rain or snow, and the beach becomes forbidding and even dangerous. And yet, there they are, white and gray against the gray sky and sea, scurrying in and out following the breaking and receding waves. They are sanderlings, plump 7.5-inch sandpipers, apparently impervious to the wet and cold of the winter beach. Peterson's description of the sanderling on the beach is spot on, like a clockwork toy. And thus do they move in a very mechanical fashion, seemingly chasing the receding waves. And the use of the word toy is apropos, suggesting a frailty that birders shivering on the beach might assume. But no, the sanderling is not intimidated by the cold and the wet, by the wind and the waves. It's just looking for a few crustaceans for lunch, skittering along the winter beach, a feathered 2-ounce affirmation of adaptation.